Speak the Word Ministry wants to see God's Word reshape your reality. Join Pastor Joanne Ramsey on her television program, Make the Word Alive, now airing on the Christian Television Network. Embark on a journey of personal growth and spiritual renewal as Pastor Joe talks with special guests and delivers special messages that will help you better understand God's Word. Don't miss the Make the Word Alive TV program with Pastor Joanne Ramsey, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m. Eastern Time on CTN, the Christian Television Network.
The following program is brought to you by Speak the Word Ministries.
You know, the words you speak over yourself, the words you speak over your circumstances, will always determine if you'll experience victory or if you're going to suffer defeat.
Speak the Word.
Welcome to Speak the Word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey. Speak the Word Ministries is called to train up God's children to be soldiers of Jesus Christ.
Speak the Word.
Speak the Word, God's Word. Speak God's Word.
We invite you to visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe, continuing her message titled, The Power of God's Word.
Speak the Word.
Jeremiah 1:12 said, and the Lord said, I am alert and active, watching over my word to perform it. So one of the things I say when I get up in the mornings, I say, Lord, I just thank you for your presence here this morning. And I invite you, Holy Spirit. Lord, I thank you that you've given your angels charge over me. That's when I get in my car, so I'll get it out there. I thank you, Lord, that you've given your angels charge over me and they keep me in all of my ways. And in my pathway, there's life and health and healing. There is no death. I shall not die, but I shall live and declare the works of my Lord. And then when he says that where the angels, the mighty ones, I said, Lord, I thank you that your angels are standing by to hearken to this word this morning and to hasten to bring it about. I thank you, God, that your words are active and alert, that you are acting and alert to perform your word. And I thank you, Jesus, that you're the high priest over my word. And I thank you, Father, that according to Isaiah 55:11, that you send forth your word and it will go where you send it. It will prosper the thing for which to you send it, and it will not return into your void. Words have an assignment. If they're going to bring a harvest, they're going to do something. Ephesians 6:17 said, wield the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. We have to wield. That is how we're going to win our battles. By wielding the sword, by putting on the breastplate, wielding the helmet of salvation, and wielding the sword of the Spirit, which is God's word.
Yes.
And he says in Romans 10:17, to call those things that be not as though they are. For instance, I just don't know, this country's in such a state. I just don't know how we're going to make it. It was hard enough before, and now we look at the gas. I don't even know if I can get back and forth to work or not. These are true facts in the natural. But God is not in the natural. God is in the supernatural. I didn't have a lot of the stuff to give that I gave, but I'm trusting God to be my provider. That's why I said you can't keep track of what you're doing for anything or anybody when it has to do with the kingdom of God. Because God is our provider. And he sees what you're doing, and he sees the heart and the spirit in which you're doing it, and he will bless you. I never had any intentions of getting married again. I was a widow for 7 years, and I spent all my time just ministering in the word, and serving him. Everything I'm doing today, brothers and sisters, everything that I'm doing, he told me that I was going to do. And when he told me that I was going to write a book and gave me the title for it in 2005, I wrote it down. And I thought, Lord, I don't even know how to write, But he also told me that I was going to have tapes, because that time it was cassette tapes. And I didn't write cassette tapes. I just put tapes and this and that. And the other. I didn't even own a tape recorder. But it doesn't matter. My point is, it does not matter. If God tells you something, he is more than able and willing to bring it about. It might take a week or a month or 10 years or whatever it is. And when he put it in my spirit about a spouse, I'm thinking, I don't know. I'm kind of happy the way I am. But, I went about doing the things he asked me to do. And I met David. And the Lord brought us together. He knew the first time he saw my picture that I was going to be his wife, and he told one of his managers at the company, I think I met my wife, and I thought, I didn't know anything about that. But the third date, I came back with my ring. I will never forget that day when I walked in the office, and Janice was sitting there, and I said, what's that on your finger? But God has put us together because we both love the Lord. Two is better than one. And so he brought us together so we could run the race together. We strengthen each other and we back each other up. We both have a heart for the Lord, and that's where we spend our time. That's our gold. It's about nothing else but doing what the Lord wants us to do and getting better at it. One of my prayers is that, Lord, I just want to, in this situation, I want to do what you would do if you were here. That's my goal. I want to be less of me and more of him. And I know I have not arrived by any of those points, but I'm just saying I'm working on it. Okay. It says in Joshua 21:45, said, not a word failed. Not a word of any good thing the Lord had spoken to the house of Israel. He said, all of it came past. In other words, how much more sure is this promise to us since our covenant with God is based on the shed blood of Jesus Christ? Think about that. Calling those things to be not. It reminds me of a story. I heard about this retired umpire that was invited to speak at this large function. And he was very famous. Everyone thought this famous umpire would have a lot to say. However, he got up and he spoke these words. Some are balls and some are strikes, but they ain't nothing until you call them. And he sat back down. Think about that. All the promises of God are here, but they ain't nothing until you call them. You've got to call them. In other words, you need to be speaking to your bodies, to your finances, and your family. As I said, God has made us a speaking spirits. He's created us in His image and His likeness. And I cannot express enough how important it is for you to monitor the words that's coming from these lips here. For based on God's word in Mark 11:23, you will receive what you say. Saints, when you speak words of sickness and words of poverty, you need to know that these words will cause you to stay broke, and they will keep you sick, and they will cause you to live in constant fear because they're destructive words and they will kill you. Saints, I want to stop before I go any further, and I want to talk to you right now, and I want to give a testimony on how you can use God's words, okay, for healing, and how Jesus has given us permission to use His name, and how He has given you the power and me the power and authority to speak over our bodies and over our circumstances, according to Luke 10:19. As I was working on a message one day, this was a different message, and of course, on this message, I was attacked too. As a matter of fact, I was sick for a few days. But as I was working on a message one day, I was attacked in my stomach about 2 days. I felt like I was so hungry that it actually made me sick. And I would eat a little bit, and then I'd feel a little bit better for just a few minutes. But then a few minutes later, I'd start feeling sick again. And I prayed for a few minutes, but I still felt sick. But as I sat at my computer, after I prayed and read God's Word, the Holy Spirit began to speak to me. And He let me know what was causing the sickness and what was causing the discomfort. The Lord impressed upon me that it was a parasite. So I thank the Lord for His information. You know, once He revealed to me what was causing my difficulties, I began to speak and curse the parasite. In Mark 11:23, Easy Read says, the truth is, you can say to this mountain, fall into the sea, and if you have no doubts in your mind and believe what you say will happen, then God will do, He will do it for you. So I tell you to ask for what you want in prayer, and if you believe it, that you have received those things, then you will have them. They will be yours, He said. So I said, parasite, in the name of Jesus, I curse you from your very roots, and I command you to leave my body now in the name of Jesus. And then I began to speak peace into my body after I cursed it. I spoke peace and calm into my intestines and my digestive tract and was immediately healed. Amen. Immediately. You know, it's faith practicing what God tells us to do. Saints, immediately, remember this, immediately, in the beginning of your circumstances or trial, get your faith into motion by declaring who God is and what He has promised to do for you.
Speak the word to your body. Speak the word to your mind. Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand.
You've been listening to author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey on today's edition of Speak the Word. Speak the Word is a listener-supported ministry. Generous contributions from listeners like you enable us to continue bringing you this program each day. Learn how you can connect and support Speak the Word Ministries on the web at speaktheWordMinistry.net. That's speaktheWordMinistry.net. Pastor Joe will be right back in just a moment. But first, we're excited to tell you about Pastor Joe's new book titled, I Believe God, It Will Be Just As He Said. Friends, there's nothing more important than what you believe in your heart about God. No matter what circumstances may look like for you today, you can boldly declare like the Apostle Paul did, I believe God, it will be just as he said. Remember that God wants us to believe and speak his word, and the answer is in the word of God. Receive encouragement with Pastor Joanne Ramsey's new book, I Believe God. Just ask for a copy of I Believe God, It Will Be Just As He Said by Pastor Joanne Ramsey when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. That's 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly, Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speaktheWordMinistry.net. Again, that's Pastor Joe at speaktheWordMinistry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with a closing prayer.
Father, I thank you that you have created us to be speaking spirits. And as you spoke all things into existence, you have created us in your image so we can call those things to be not as though they are. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Father, that you are your word and you have given us the power and authority to speak it. Help us to understand, O Lord, that everything that is going on in our lives, in our circumstances, is in complete relationship to the words we choose to speak. Help us to get a revelation today that according to your word, if we want to see good days, we must be more aware of the words coming out of our mouths. And when we speak words of lack and sickness, we are opening up the door for Satan to come in. Lord, for the courage not to do that. I pray, Lord, today that we will begin to speak your word and see those things begin to turn around in our lives and those mountains come down. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we hope you've been blessed by our message today. Once again, thanks for listening. Join us next time on Speak the Word.
Speak the word to every circumstance. That mountain can't stand against the word of God, against the word of God.
Speak the Word Ministry wants to see God's Word reshape your reality. Join Pastor Joanne Ramsey on her television program, Make the Word Alive, now airing on the Christian Television Network. Embark on a journey of personal growth and spiritual renewal as Pastor Joe talks with special guests and delivers special messages that will help you better understand God's Word. Don't miss the Make the Word Alive TV program with Pastor Joanne Ramsey, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m. Eastern Time on CTN, the Christian Television Network.